This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. This time of year, when crop producers need to pay attention to the growth stages of their wheat before making any application decisions. First off, we are near or past the point of jointing, depending on your wheat variety and planting date, which means tire pressure over the wheat is likely going to damage the joints. Of course, this is common during fungicide applications, where the loss of wheat in the tire track is hopefully compensated by the improvement of overall yield. Although fungicide applications can be done twice in the spring, often only application is performed to protect the flag leaf, where 80% of the final yield comes from. However, at this point, we need to focus on wheat stages for herbicide applications, and we will talk again about fungicide applications closer to flag leaf emergence. Each herbicide has its own label and wheat stage restriction, as many can damage wheat after a certain point, even if they are just broadleaf herbicides. In this part of Kansas and Missouri, herbicide applications are even more complicated, as we are most likely going to plant double crop soybeans. First up is dicamba. Dicamba can be applied now between the second leaf and jointing stages of wheat, so we are likely out of the application window. Dicamba is useful in controlling a number of early germinated summer broadleaves, and provides some residual for later germinating broadleaves. After jointing, dicamba will cause some damage that will cause significant yield loss. For full season soybeans, many dicamba herbicides also have a 30-day wait period, depending on the formulation before planting soybeans, except for dicamba-resistant soybeans. Some other herbicides that need to be applied before jointing include Agility SG, Olympus, Outrider, PowerFlex HL, Pulsar, and Rave. All of these have soybean restrictions that range from 3 to 12 months, and not only because some have dicamba, but also because of longer-lasting residual herbicides. Clearfield wheat also needs to be sprayed with Beyond before jointing, or before the second joint, depending on the clearfield variety. I don't believe that Beyond has any soybean restrictions, considering the chemical is Isamox, which is the same chemical used in Raptor for soybeans. During this time of year, we can also think about 2,4-D, which needs to be used after full tillering, but before early boot stage. 2,4-D does not work well with buckwheat, but can work well with double crop soybeans as it only has a 45-day restriction. There are some herbicides that can be used up to flag leaf emergence. Bixaro EC is one that is new, but has a long soybean restriction. Some other up to flag leaf herbicides include Affinity, Harmony, and Supremacy. However, not all of those can be used with double crop soybeans. So, what herbicides can we use now in wheat for double crop soybeans? One that I know of is Culex, with its 45 days before soybean restriction. There very well could be some others, with the various hundreds of herbicides that we use in crops. If you have any questions on herbicides, please give me a call at 620-778-1037. If you have a question beyond my ability, we might also ask K-State Research and Extension Specialist Sarah Lancaster. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.